And 45 and a half after 9 o'clock on your Tuesday morning, a second half of a community connection on the way next. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with, well, founder and executive director of the Many Faces of Love, and that's Sandy Minardi. And we're talking about an event coming up at Hopestone Cancer Support Center. First of all, Sandy, thanks for coming in this morning. We got some great things to talk about this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you for having me.
What's going on at Hopestone?
We're having an event this weekend for women. And it's a small group event. We love to gather women together and let them have the opportunity to share their stories, talk about their testimonies, do some praise, do some worship, prayer in a very safe environment.
And I think I'm reading this together. While cancer, I'll say Hopestone is a cancer support center, you're not limiting it to someone with cancer. If you're a female, you're welcome, right?
That's correct. 18 years and older. Is our welcome, and we have, of course, a number of cancer survivors that are among our group, myself being one of those, mm-hmm. but it is open to any women.
And I mean, any condition, but I think certainly cancer is one of those big, scary words that you need all the help you can get for as long as possible.
It is, and I think through this ministry that was founded about 4 years ago, that's a little bit of the principle behind it. So we want to encourage women to connect with one another because women are so relational. They need one another. Mm-hmm. And this event allows them to have that safe place to connect and do just that.
The title of the event is Celebrate Your Story. And everybody's got a story, but not everybody, I'll say, has written it down or has told their story. But as we stop and think, we meet somebody for the first time, just exactly what you and I were doing now. I'm trying to find out your story.
Exactly. And we the theme of the Many Faces of Love is ordinary women with extraordinary stories, because we all have them. Everyone is unique, and everyone has a story. You've got good places and not so good places in your life. And this time allows you to come together with other women and share some of that as you feel led. No pressure. If someone is not wanting to share or talk, you don't have to. There is absolutely no pressure to do that.
Every good storyteller needs a few listeners.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, we find out that we connect so well. Someone might start sharing a little piece of their past or a story, an event, something that happened to them. And invariably, there's someone else in the room that has had a similar thing happen to them.
Yeah, and I think as you and I were talking before we went on the air, and you do encourage participants to pick up a journal and start writing their own story. And wherever you start in someone's life, you start on page one of that book. And sooner or later, by the time you get to, I don't care, 52, 71 pages in, that life, that story has changed along the way. The ups and downs, the darks, the lights have all come in. And it may not be as interesting a story to me as it might be to you, but everybody can find something of interest in that story.
Yes, yes. And what our workbook that we use for the event does is just that. It allows you to start at a place. We talk first about places that you might have had really great time with God, that you knew God was present and He was with you. Mm-hmm. And we'll go through a small group exercise together and share and do some testimony and work through a little bit of writing exercise. Then we'll come back together. The next segment is about a time that wasn't so great, when maybe you didn't feel like God was there. And in hindsight, you know He was. But at the moment, you're crying out, "Where are you, God?" And we do the same thing, share with that a little bit. Then the third piece, we come together, and you can see where those highs and lows in your life have woven together the tapestry that make you who you are, mm-hmm. so that you can then come away from this event with a little better view, perhaps, of what your kingdom purpose could be. Some of those things that you're passionate about, to be able to step into a ministry of some kind of your own. And more importantly, to minister to your family from a place of confidence and a place of light and a place of love.
Yeah, confidence, that's a hard thing sometimes. It really is. Even though I've lived it, you've lived it, whatever, it's my experience, and I'm not sure I want to share my experience with you, because all of a sudden that makes me some kind of authority. And maybe I don't, you know, today I just don't feel confident. You know, but we all need that confidence somewhere along the line.
We do. And as I tell women, when you actually start writing your story, when you put it down on paper, there's something about that hand to paper that allows you to get free from some of those things, to build confidence in who you are and be able to use the things that you have had happen to you or that the choices that you have made to be able to build confidence instead of living in a place of perhaps even shame, mm-hmm. and to be able to move beyond that.
Yeah, there's something that that tactile feeling, like you said, the scratching of the pen, pencil, crayon, whatever it is on paper.
Right.
It's sound. There's a sound to it. There's a feel to it. And somewhere along the line, we don't necessarily think a lot about writing because we've been doing it, you know, since we were, I don't know, 3-year-old. But the point is, it's still that motion of moving those muscles and ingraining that thought somewhere along the line.
And I'm not sure what the scientific connection is of that. It is different, though, than typing on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It connects in a different way, and that's why journaling is a really valuable exercise to use in your life.
And consciously or subconsciously, as I sit here and think about it, if I'm going to put something down on paper, and there may not be a really good eraser on the other side of that pencil, so before I get too far into this sentence, I better think about where am I going on this sentence, and where is this thing going to end?
Right. And what I find, I know personally, when I journal, is I feel like I'm starting to write a letter to God. And so what do I want to say to God? What am I willing to share with others and that I want to talk to God about?
And of course, we all know subconsciously that, you know, we thought it, he already heard it, but still it's the act of putting it on paper that
it
makes
is.
It different.
It is, yes. So, and that's the other reason why I wrote a book even to go along with the ministry. Is if I am trying to encourage people to tell their stories, mm-hmm. and to share their stories, I had to be willing to do it myself.
Yeah.
So I have my good, bad, and ugly in there. But I've done it with a twist. At the end of each chapter, which you've got a copy of it, you'll see there's a devotion. And the devotion is intended for you to stop and reflect, mm-hmm. on that period of your life. Was it similar to mine? Was it different? If so, how? And take time to pray about that and to look at each part, each kind of space in time of your life, the goods
book,
and the bads.
You gave me a copy of the book just before we went on the air, Unmasking the Many Faces of Love. And obviously you can see at least a couple of faces and some shadow in, you know, behind that mask, so maybe one or two that we're not really seeing.
Right.
About 140 pages. I won't call it large print, but it's certainly not small print either.
Easy read.
And it's an easy read, and I get the feeling that the chapters are just a few pages per topic, per episode in the story, so to speak. And then, like you said, you get a full page to scribble on and write some thoughts down.
Right. Yes, you do.
What led you to write?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
That's why you do this for a living. I have always enjoyed writing and journaling. And as I mentioned a while ago, I begin to write as if I'm writing to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I begin to make my writing, sometimes it turns into a prayer. Sometimes it's kind of spilling my guts a little bit, and I can get by that and realize, okay, it's not that bad. And I just feel like it's a really great way to express yourself, and it challenges me to be more succinct in communication as well.
And I think at least mentally, whether we ever said it out loud or wrote it down, I think we can always think back on a time when, okay, God, here comes my rant, and then by the time I'm halfway done ranting, I'm better.
Yeah. You know? I'm much better,
yeah.
Yes.
And so if whether you put it down on paper or not, I think the act of that, I think, what do you vomit? It's just, you know, here
yeah.
it is, blah.
Word vomit. Yeah.
It's just kind of like, okay, it's all coming out, and we're going to feel better in the process.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a cleansing action, I guess, for lack of a better term.
It is. And as you share that with other people as well, so many times I have seen women have situations where they have said, oh my gosh, that happened to you, it happened to me too. I mean, I literally sat in a small group of 5 women, never knew each other, had never met before. And as we went through this small group breakout session, I kid you not, every one of those 4 or 5 women had had an experience with suicide in their lives. in their families or, you know, somewhere in a close situation related to them that had affected their story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's God's design to bring those women together so that they can relate to one another and to be able to tell those stories and to know that they're not alone. And it happens time and time again when we do these events. It's just, it's a beautiful thing to see.
Again, it's coming up at Hopestone Cancer Support Center. For that's for if you don't know, it's right downtown, 206 East Frank Phillips Boulevard. And it's an opportunity for you to just find out a little bit more about how you can connect with God. It happens to be this particular meeting for women, led by women. But I think the process would be the same regardless. We may go through it differently, but certainly the goal is the same.
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
This one, let's see, we still have a couple of minutes, but I want to make sure that we get this information out. It's this Saturday, and I'll take, you probably would want to commit most of the day, 9 to 4, if you're there for the whole thing.
Yes. We will have a light breakfast and, of course, coffee. Must have coffee.
Some of us more than others, but I insist.
That's right. And we'll provide a light lunch as well, and a workbook, and just a very safe environment for you to be able to share. We'll be done by 4 in the afternoon. And you can register online at manyfacesoflove.org.
Okay.
And there is a charge of $20, $25 if you come the day of. But for a couple more days, the cost will be $20. We even have scholarships available if women are in need of a little financial assistance. We're happy to provide that if that's something. We don't want there to be any reason to keep someone from coming that believes that God is pulling them to be able to attend and spend this time with other women and with Him.
Any supplies, anything you need to bring? I'd say comfortable pair of shoes, but I think that's necessary just about all the time.
Definitely wear comfortable clothes. And outside of that, so many people use their Bible on their devices. If they want to bring a Bible, they can. It's not absolutely necessary. Other than that, we will provide everything. We will provide refreshments and a workbook and pens and lots of love. So.
If that works for you, I'm still a tactile person. I like to turn pages. But however you get the information, it's good for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really do want to encourage women that this is a very safe environment. I've had one friend, in fact, she will be with me. She will be part of my group that travels with me to these events. And Frances, when she came several years ago, was shaken like a leaf when she first got there, didn't know anyone. And she felt like they were so, you know, she goes, oh my gosh, all these women have their act together. And as the day went on, we realized that, no, we all have our stuff. And Frances will tell you that these women loved her into Christ with no conditions, no judgment, just there to love and support. And that's our prayer for the event.
That sounds like a great idea. And don't let the fact that there are anything from 5 to 50 women there intimidate you.
Correct. Well, we do have a max.
Okay.
We like to keep it at about around 20 or
okay.
So. And that's also just to allow for that intimacy to happen.
Yeah.
And so we probably have, I'd say, about 8 spots left for people to register. So I would encourage anyone that's interested to try to do that today.
Okay. And again, how do they register online?
They will go to manyfacesoflove.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and there's an event little icon there that you can click on, and it will take you directly to the online registration. You can also email me if you don't feel comfortable going online mm-hmm. and doing an online registration. And you can email me at info@manyfacesoflove.org.
Okay.
Or just show up.
Sounds like a
Saturday
great
morning.
Saturday, 9 o'clock, 9 to 4 at Hopestone. And again, that's 206 Southeast Frank Phillips. News on the way in just a moment on K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Portalsville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.